Hey everyone, before we get started, I just gotta let you know this episode is sponsored by Stereocycle. Bicycles for your ears. No, for real. Thank you to the good people over at Stereocycle for sponsoring the show. Guys, listen. Isn't it about time you treat your ears the same way you treat the rest of your body? Right? You massage your neck. You moisturize your face. What about your ears? Okay, what did the ears ever do to deserve this silent treatment? Okay, because they can hear everything, and such an underrated, important body part. Okay, where would you be without your ears? I'll tell you what, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know where you are. That's how important. I guess you'd still have your eyes. Okay, I stuffed that a bit up. But besides the point, all right? New Year's resolution, okay? Treat your ears with some goddamn respect, all right? Dignify your ears a bit. Dare I say indulge? Luxuriate your ears, right? New year, new you? Nah. New year, new ears, okay? Stereocycle.com. They got everything you need. All right, to bring your ears up to scratch into the future, dare I say, right? So stereocycle.com, thanks to them, support the brands that support the show, and also Stereocycle, official Stereocycle licensed merch available at rubensolo.com as well. So get a bit of both. Don't mind if I do. All right, that's it, Stereocycle. Bicycles for your ears. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Ruben Solo. Thanks for joining me on another Friday or Saturday or Sunday, or whenever the day is. I've already listed three of them, so there's only four left. May as well go through them all. Or Monday, or Tuesday. Which ones did I say? All right, I think I said, let's start from the start again. Thanks for joining me on a Friday, or a Saturday, or a Sunday, or a Monday, or a Tuesday, or a Wednesday, or a Thursday, or a Friday. We already said Friday. Thanks for whichever day of the week you're joining me. Thanks for being here. The show must go on. Despite the fact that I am in pain, both of the mental and physical and hell, spiritual and cultural and societal pain, because it's mainly the physical one. I hurt my neck. Aww. Okay, yeah, thanks. Well, actually, it's pretty fucking serious. Okay, so I was actually preparing for this episode, and I sort of I looked to my left, and then I couldn't move my head anymore. So that was pretty epic. But it's, you know what? We're making strides. We're getting better. I went initially and immediately. I went to my mother because it was like pretty serious. I don't know what happened. I do have like shoulder, neck pain, tension, discomfort often, but nothing serious. I just go to the osteo every now and then. And so I went to my mom and said, please, I need a massage right now on account of the fact that I can't move. And she gave me a massage, and that solved the probably the biggest problem, which was the pain and not being able to move at all. But it was not great. I went back to work. And when I say back to work, I don't mean a physical, like I went to work, you know, I got back to work. That's what I should have said that. I got back to work. Get back to work, guys. Sorry. What am I saying? Anyway, the point is it was pretty bad still. So I went to the osteo. I was about to record the podcast. And I had to postpone that. Went to the osteo. She did her best. She did her best. And the best was pretty good, actually. I was pretty happy with it. I'm feeling a lot better. She said I need to use a foam roller when I got home and every hour or so, which is frequent to use a foam roller. But I said, no problem. I have a foam roller. Then I went home and discovered I do not have a foam roller. So that is on me for sure. That's an error. I'm going to raise my hand to heart and say that was my bad. I thought I had one. I didn't. So I made a makeshift foam roller out of a carpet. And let me tell you, there is no substitute for quality. Okay, that is the Arnott's slogan, but I'm co-opting it and saying that it actually applies to a lot of things. In this case, particularly foam rollers. There is no substitute for foam rollers is really what the slogan should have been. It doesn't matter. Listen, the point is that I'm in pain and I need to go do that now. I need to go do the foam rolling thing with the carpet. So it's better than nothing. And okay, so we'll see you after the break, yeah? All right, hang tight, guys. I'll be back in a moment. Continuous
country. Wow, I feel amazing.
Welcome back to the show. Stick to the script. You're here with Ruben Solo on your app, in your ears. It's in your ears. I am in your ears, and listen. You guys know me as a guy that is ahead of the game, ahead of the curve, and above all, an influencer. So I thought as we get into this new year, I thought I would throw you guys a bone, help you out a bit by identifying some things I've noticed about where things are headed this year. All right? So basically, these are some trends that I've noticed that I'm forecasting that I think it would be wise for you to be aware of. So let's start things off pretty simply. Apples are out. Mangoes are in, both season and Vogue. Vogue, the magazine, that's out, as are all magazines, really, they're out. Leaving the price tag on gifts that you buy someone, that's in. Especially if the gift is an expensive one. Leave the price tag on. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of that in 2022. Learning a language is out. I think as we move into a more individualistic, nationalistic echo chamber of a society, I don't really care to understand other people. So that's out. And I think communication in general is on the way out. Having COVID is in, but it's on the way out. I think by June, July, what we're going to be seeing is never having had COVID is going to be in a big way. So if you don't have COVID and have never had COVID, don't worry, it's not all bad news. That's going to be really great news come middle of the year. Eating meat is out. I don't want to get on my high horse about it, but getting on your high horse is in. And eating meat at this point in time is, dare I say, cringe. Capitalism is out. Socialism is out. Democracy is out. Voting is out, but you should still do it. Although doing things out of a sense of civic duty is also out. Caring about climate change is out. Accepting the inevitable is in. Telling your family you love them is out. Vehicular manslaughter is in, regular manslaughter is out. And let's talk about fashion here. Blue suede shoes are out. Blue suede shoes, the song by Elvis Presley, that's in. And Elvis Presley is dead. Not so much a trend as it is more of a state of being, or in his case, not. Confidence is out. Self-doubt is in, I think. Actually, I'm not sure about Yeah, no, don't quote me on that. Although quoting people is in, does make you seem intelligent, but only with their permission, of course. Consent is in a big way. Backing up your claims with evidence is out. So don't ask me for my sources. Although sources are in, but on the way out, I think we're going to be seeing more of like a relish / chutney. Vinaigrettes, I think, are going to have a moment in 2022. Anything with an et, in fact, is going to have a moment. So we're talking kitchenettes, bachelorettes, suffragettes, even, and cigarettes, because vaping is out. Racism is in. I'm not happy about it. I'm purely just telling you what the trends are. Don't shoot the messenger, although shooting the messenger is in. However, firearms are out, so not literally. Being literal is out, figuratively speaking, and speaking figuratively is literally in. And just to wrap things up here, being aware and staying up with current trends, that's out. Marching to the beat of your own drum is in. So, drums are out though, for sure. No question about that. Drums are out. Welcome back. Quite a bit of good news right now. And that is a rarity for this show, which often seems, at least when I'm recording it, as sort of a constant stream of bad news and sounds. But in fact, we're going to turn the tide right now because it's time to wish someone happy frickin' birthday. You heard me right. Oh. That's right. After 3 or 4, it's felt like 30 weeks of me attempting to wish people happy birthday on this podcast, we finally hit the jackpot. Now, it wasn't last week. I don't want to, you know, celebrate too early. We are going to have to do it one more time here. So don't get your hopes up too high. But this segment where I'm attempting to wish someone happy birthday because I thought, you know, surely statistically it's just someone's going to listen to the podcast on their birthday. 3 weeks running. Granted, one of them was a Christmas episode, but still, no one cropped up and said, hey, you wished me happy birthday. Again, I was just sort of reading random names off a list, but, you know, I was still pretty upset about it because I hated this segment from the get-go. But wow, what great news that we're finally going to wrap this thing up, put it to bed, and if I could use more apt language, put the nail in the coffin. All right, let's get this thing dead, buried, and cremated. Now, before we get into it, just a special shout-out / dishonorable mention to Jack, who sent in, I think it was a DM, actually. So, first mistake there, you should be emailing the show. But anyway, thanks, Jack, and also no thanks, because he emailed DM'd me to say that he actually listened to the podcast on his birthday, but he didn't hear his name read out.
Oh, really? Oh, what a surprise, Jack. All right. God helps those who help themselves. And I don't know how that's relevant, actually. But anyway, the point is you should have told me that you had a birthday coming up. How was I supposed to know? All right. And the other reason I'm upset is because that information is literally useless to me, isn't it? Okay. All you've done is given me a headline that sort of makes me feel unhappy, okay? Because I can't do anything about it, can I? So now I'm just, oh, wow, this segment could have been done a week earlier. Great, now I have that information. If only I had read the names 1 to 50 of the most popular baby names of 1988 or 1998 or whenever it was, instead of 50 to 100, because I was grasping at straws because Jack didn't say anything about how his birthday was coming up. So thanks a lot, Jack. Let's get into it. Ah, well, the good news is this email comes in. Hello, Ruben. As per your request to have people tell you their names and birthday so you can end that segment of the podcast, I thought I should give you the good news that you can be done with it after this next episode. My birthday is Friday, January 21, and my name is Avram, pronounced Avram. Hope this helps you end the segment, and props to you for sticking with it even though you don't like it. Big fan of the podcast. Thanks, Avram. Thank you so much, Avram. Now, happy birthday, first of all. I mean, we've got to get out of the way, but I think
We probably should dot the I's and cross the T's here and make sure we're pronouncing it correctly. Otherwise, if this gets ruled out on a technicality, I'm going to be spewing. So, Alvaram, make sure, first of all, you listen to it. Well, I guess it's too late for me to say that, isn't it? I guess we just sort of have to hope that... well, I'll email you after I record this. Anyway. Happy birthday, Alvaram. Happy birthday, Avram. Avram. Happy birthday, Avram. Happy birthday, Avram. Happy birthday, Avram. Happy birthday, Avram. Avram? Avram. Avram. Happy birthday, Avram. Avram? Avram. I think I got it right the first time, but I just gotta make sure of it. All right. And fuck it. Cecilia. Imagine if we got the double. Wouldn't that be something? Well, there you go. Coffin in the nails in the coffin, coffin's in the ground, and the ground is on fire. So that is finally over. Thank the Lord.
And now for a musical interlude.
Auf dem Hügel ist ein Spanier, der Ozean wird deine Schulden enttreiben. Der Gremlin hat $100 und jetzt ist es Zeit zu betreiben.
Welcome back. It's time once again to tune in to see how we're tracking and progressing with the song Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. I believe installment number 20 on this journey, this roller coaster of emotions, playing 4.5 seconds at a time. I really can't be bothered explaining why. If this is your first episode that you're tuning in, then quite honestly...
Fuck yourself.
Good to get that out of the way. All right. Boys Don't Cry, number 20. I know where we left off last time because I was singing it. It was right on the... It was right in the middle of the hook, the main lyrical hook, The Boys Don't Cry. So we're going to jump right back into the deep end. Here we go. Brace yourself and your ears. If you're a Stereocycle customer, you might you'd probably be more prepared for it than most. But here we go. Boys Don't Cry, number 20. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, you're teasing me, Robert. You're teasing me. That's... Ooh, we're back. We're back into the verse. And I could not be more excited for what is to come. Okay. New verse, new lyrics, new ideas, new year, new me. That's a separate thing. But back to the song for a moment. I mean, good knows what's coming up next, and I'm on the edge of my seat. So let's get to the next episode as soon as possible by wrapping up this segment. I don't know for sure if it works like that, but let's cross our fingers and hope it does, and move on. Welcome back. My name is Ruben. And this is almost the end of the podcast. But before we go, you know what? Let's take a bit of time out, okay, to reflect on what we've learned today. Okay, because it's been a great time and we've had a lot of great laughs, sure. Okay, but it's not all about laughter. It's not all about fun. Sometimes it's about saying, who am I as a person and where do I want to go in this crazy, crazy world and life? So let's see if we can piece together this episode and just figure out maybe what was the moral of the story, you know? So... first thing I would say is treat your body with respect, okay? I'm not just talking about your ears. I'm talking about my neck because it hurts and I should know better. You know, don't delay those appointments. Get them done early because your body is a temple or something like that. That's the first moral that I see. The second moral is, you know, it's don't bow to other people. Don't be a sheep, dare I say, and don't conform, okay? March to the beat of your own drum, as I've said. That's the second moral of the story. The third moral would be learn a language. Despite what I see, it may not be in style or in vogue at the moment, but that doesn't matter because if you had learned a language, perhaps it would have been German and perhaps you would have understood the musical interlude, okay? So you can learn from your mistakes and that would have been, that's one of them for sure. So learn a language. And what did we learn about the happy birthday fiasco? We learned that if you have an idea that you think is good and or funny, don't do it is probably the thing because you will inevitably end up regretting it almost as soon as you start, often is the case. So much like this podcast, the happy birthday segment was a mistake and I regret it. And that would be sort of the moral of that story is be careful what you wish for and don't do things. I would say don't do things is the moral of that story because you'll regret them. Boys Don't Cry. The moral of that story is good things come to those who wait. And I cannot wait for next episode. So therefore, good things will not come to me because I can't wait. But if I can rein it in, if I can figure out how to wait, then maybe we will have some good things. Okay. The last moral of this story is what are we up to? This segment right now is what we're up to, I think. So the moral of that would be sometimes it's better to... sometimes less is more and you should just end the episode instead of freestyling one last segment because it may not go so good and people would appreciate a better quality product even if there's less of it. So what you've done is you've sort of cheapened the podcast by having this rambling nonsense of a final segment. And that has sort of devalued the thing as a whole. So less is more would be the moral of that story. And that's it. Those are the morals. I hope you learned something. My name's Ruben. You can support me on Patreon. Patreon.com/RubenSolo. Shows are going on sale soon. Prick up your ears. Watch this space. I don't actually know how soon, to be honest. I'm not ready for it, and it's pretty overwhelming. I have a lot of admin to do before we can actually get the go ahead for that. But maybe by next. I wouldn't. You know what? Here's another moral: don't make any promises you can't keep. Okay. So I won't. Thanks for tuning in. Contact the show. contact@rubensolo.com. Buy a shirt if you'd like. Support me on Patreon if you'd like. And thanks for listening. Tell a friend. Actually, I haven't said that in a while. Also, actually, here's something else. Apparently, you can rate the podcast on Spotify now. So if you're on Spotify, go back to that main, just the main show page and rate it 5 stars. And if you don't rate it 5 stars... that's fine. If you don't, here's what I would say is you can rate it 5 stars or you can not rate it at all. You feel free to abstain, but if you rate it less than 5 stars, I will find and kill you. So just keep that in mind. But I don't want you to, you know, I want free will for everyone, and feel free to do whatever you think is best. And you know, I want you guys to have autonomy. Rate the podcast what you want and what you think. But I'm just letting you know that, once Spotify releases that data on who's rated what, or I can hack the system to find out, your days are numbered if you rate it less than 5 stars. Okay, great. Well, that's it. Thanks. Oops, wrong button. Okay, we'll get. You know what? I'll put it in post. See you later.